This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Meeta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, it seems as though the momentum is intact for our markets. The markets gained for the fourth straight day to close at four-month highs. The markets, in fact, have closed higher in 7 out of 8 trading sessions in the month of August. The softened US inflation for the month of July really boosted investor sentiment, and the FIIs have been net buyers, which continues to help propel the sentiment for our markets. So FIIs have net bought around 2,298 odd crores. They have been continuous buyers in the month of August and have in fact pumped in over 4,000 crores just in this week, despite it being a truncated week. We also have the India CPI in July, which is due this evening. So that too is estimated to cool off to around 6.68 versus 7.01% on a month-on-month basis. US closed mixed. We have Asia, which is largely mixed at this point in time as well, and the SGX, which is indicating a bit of a flat start. Brent crude has inched up to around $100 per barrel as the International Energy Agency has hiked the 2022 demand forecast, so that possibly could be a spanner in the works. It is also a long weekend, so we could probably expect a close out of positions ahead of that. Result reactions include results today include the likes of Divi's, Wockhardt, Hero Moto, ONGC, Z Entertainment, and result reactions include the likes of Apollo Hospitals, Aurobindo, Purvankara, Aster DM. Well, those are a couple of cues you need to watch out for. This is Ekta Batra signing off on this market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.